This is a Mekiyush recording
for Maseches Bagigin, Afaf Dalad Amid Aleph. So we're in the middle of a discussion about the Takana de Rabbanan that Rabbi Akiva had, which was that if you touch one part of the of a Kodesh thing, something related to the Avoda, and that your hands are Tame, so it makes that piece Tame and everything that was inside the Kli Tame as well. And which is not the case in the case of Truma. So we showed how that was in the Mishnah. Then Rabbi Kiva suggested, we showed from Rabbi Kiva's Mishnah that this was specifically Din Midrabanan, because it's Doraisa if it's Tsarech Likli, but it's Dirabanan if it's Ein Tsarech Likli. That's what we left off on Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph at the top. And fine. So then the Gemara, four lines in, it says Tena Solis. So this makes sense that you can say that the Din D'Rabbanan is by the Shiari Mincha, which don't really need the Kli anymore, and therefore it's a Takana D'Rabbanan. Ketores, Levona, Ma'ikalamimar. What about the other two examples of the Ketores and the Levona, both of which get completely burned on the Mizbeach, and therefore there is no leftovers, and they need their Kli. So the Doraisa, if you touch one part, it's all one unit, and the whole thing would be Tamei. So Rav Nachman, Rabba Bar Avua, Kigon, Shetsovran, Algave, Karbalta, Karbalta. Right? So it says that, let's say you piled them up on top of a flat, tray, let's say, that didn't have any base kibble. The Midoraisa, Yesh Lotoch, Mitzari, Ein Lotoch, Ein Mitzari. Asuravana, Mitiknu, the Afalgab, the Ein Lotoch, Mitzari. And then HaTorah, this is not something that would be joined together by the Kli, even though it's sitting on the tray, but it doesn't have a base kibble, and therefore it would not be joined together midaraisa. And the Takana d'Rabbanan was that we still consider it to be one unit, and if you touch one part, it's metame the entire thing, even in those cases. Upliga d'Rabbi Chanan, and that which we have said is arguing against Rabbi Chanan. Upliga d'Rabbi Chanan. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Rav Chanan is arguing on Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Dam Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rav Yochanan, Hey, do social Rav Yakiva, Nishnes Mishnah Zu. Right, so what did Rav Chiya Bar Abba say in the name of Rav Yochanan? He said this entire Mishnah was the testimony of Rav Yakiva, that the Kli is Mitzarif, everything together, and he says that it's the whole thing is only Midrabban. Okay, so now we move on to another case that we learned in the Mishnah, which is Haravi Pakodesh Pasuk, that when it comes to Hekdesh, it can actually become a Ravi Latuma. Now, the term we use for that is Pasul, not Tame, even though for all intents and purposes it is Tame, because it's you're going to have to get rid of it and burn it, and you can't eat it, because we only use the term Tame when it can be Metame something else. So everything else in the world that becomes up to a Shlishi can be Metame Hekdesh. But Hekdish, when it becomes a Revi, can't be Metame anything else. Okay, and we say that Truma, this was the whole purpose of bringing in the Mishnah, that Truma cannot become a Revi, it can only become a Shlishi. So Tanya, we learn in the following Brisa, Amar Rav Yossi, Minayim the Revi, V'Kodesh Hu Pasul, how do we know that the Hekdish can become Revi, V'Tumah, and that actually makes it Pasul, V'Dinu, it's a Kal V'Homer, Umam V'Chusar Kippurim, Shemutar V'Truma, Pasul V'Kodesh, Shlishi shepasul b'truma eno din shiyasa revi b'kodesh. So we said a person is mechusar kippurim. What does mechusar kippurim mean? Let's say a person is a zav, and he sees three times in a row in a span of less 3 days or less. So he has to wait 7 clean days. After the 7 clean days, he can go to the mikvah. But he also has to bring some korbanos at the end of his mikvah period. And he goes to the mikvah, then he waits for harav shemesh. He waits for it the nightfall, and then he is completely tahor. He can eat truma at that point. But he still can't get involved with korbanos until he goes to the Beis HaMikdash the next day and offers certain korbanos. That status, until he offers the korbanos, is called mechusar kippurim. So this person who is a mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma, but he can't eat korbanos. He can't eat kachim. So a shlishi l'tuma, that pasels, that truma can become a shlishi l'tuma, so obviously revi'i should be the next step when it comes to kachim, just like a Mechusar Kippurim is not Tahor enough for Kachim, even though he's Tahor enough for Truma. So we see that Truma which is a shlishi, can actually make a revi tame. That's the logic that follows. Lamanu shlishi lekodesh min haTorah v'revi lekal v'chomer. And we learn that a hektish can become a shlishi midoraisa, and we learn out a revi that it can become a revi l'tumah from a kal v'chomer from that. Shlishi lekodesh min haTorah minayim. What is the source in the Torah that it can become a shlishi defsiv? Because it says concerning the carbon shlam and ba'abas rasher yigabachol tame lo ye achel, that meat which touches any type of tame cannot be consumed. So milu askinan dinoga b'sheni. So would we not be discussing a case that it even touched a sheni l'tuma? Meaning the Torah recognizes the ability to become a sheni l'tuma. So kol tame would have to include that. And therefore, we see that the carbon shlam can become a shlishi l'tumah. The kamar achmana lo yechel, and the Torah says you can't eat it. So revi mikav v'chomer ad amran, and we then said that a revi can become a tame from a kav v'chomer from shlishi. Meaning we learned a kav v'chomer from truma, which can become a shlishi l'tumah, onto kachin, which can become a revi l'tumah. Okay, next case we learned in the Mishnah was uva truma im nitmes, right? So we said that if one hand becomes tamei, the other hand does not necessarily become tamei. But by kachim, if one hand becomes tamei, then the other hand automatically becomes tamei as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shizbi b'chiburin shanu. Rav Shizbi says this only applies if one hand actually touches the other hand. Amo shalo b'chiburin lo. But if you don't actually touch the other hand, then it does not make your second hand tamei when it comes to kachim. So now Abaye, we're going to bring a raya against this from a brisa. Abaye quotes the following brisa: Yad neguva mitame chaverta letame lekodesh avalo letrum. Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe's opinion is that if you have two hands, a person has two hands, one and they're both dry, but one of them is tame and one of them is not. Let's say this person's hand touched a scroll of Tanakh, which we learn that it makes the hands tame in the Durabana. So now one of his hands is tame. His other hand is tahor, and they're both dry. So Rebbe says it makes your other hand tameh, but not for the sake of truma. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lifsol avalol detameh. Rabbi Yossi, son Rabbi Yehuda, says it makes your hand able to create a psul, but not tameh, meaning create a revi l'tuma, but it can't create a shlishi l'tuma. So iyam et peshlom ashalo b'chiburin. So if you're going to explain this brisa as saying that one hand is not actually touching the other hand, it's just that one hand became tame, and the mela, the other hand, is tame. Hainu rabuse de neguva. That's why the Mishnah learns the case, or the Braisa learns the case, that the hands are dry. Avaliyamir b'chiburin, but if you're going to say that it's talking about one hand touches the other hand, in shalom b'chiburin lo, but if it wouldn't touch the other hand, it would not make the other hand tame. My rabuse de neguva. Who cares if the hand is wet or dry? Meaning that if your hand is wet, so, or if your hand is dry, so we generally have a klal that when there's water on tuma, it raises it up a level so that when the water touches something else, it becomes the same level as the tuma. Meaning, if my hand was a sheni l'tuma, and then I get my hands wet, and then that water is a rishon l'tuma, and then when that water touches my other hand is a sheni l'tuma, just like my first hand. So basically what we're saying is, it's talking about a case where the hand is dry anyway, and the chiddush is it can make my second hand able to be metame kadshim. So if my hand is a sheni l'tuma, I touch my other hand, or not even touching my other hand becomes either a sheni l'tuma or a shlishi l'tuma. So that was the machlokus between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe, it can make things tame, meaning it can make things into a shlishi l'tumah. If I touch hektish, the hektish is now a shlishi l'tumah. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, if I touch hektish, it's going to be a revi, meaning I have to get rid of it. It's no good, but it can't make other things tame. And that's the chiddush, that even when my hands are dry, so my second hand becomes tame enough either to make something a shlishi or a revi, depending on who you hold by. So this is a raya that we're dafka not talking about a case where you touch the other. The Gemara is not going to answer this kasha. They're just going to bring another raya that this is the way we hold. We'll deal with that next time.